Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The 0-1, swinging a fly ball on the infield. On the right side, first baseman over, Horwitz reaches up, makes a play, and the ball game is over. Red Sox fall 10-3 and guarantee a losing series against the Pirates of Lucas Giolito on the mound tomorrow.
This is John Lyons right now on WEEI.
Good morning and welcome into WEEI. I am John Lyons. Got Brian Frazoco producing as well. And I will be with you until Red Sox pregame coverage at Joe 30, because Joe Weil will have it at 12:30. There is a lot to get to today, though, before Red Sox pregame coverage at 12:30, as I mentioned. The countdown is on. The NFL season starts on Thursday. Patriots have their first game of the Mike Vrabel era a week from today. And Bill Belichick has his first game as UNC head coach tomorrow. You may have heard of him. I'm going to do a deep dive into what I expect from the Patriots this year, some NFL predictions. I'll even might give you some UNC thoughts, because I did go down there in April and see one of their practices. And, of course, is there anything Belichick can do there that would affect his Patriots legacy? So I'll give you some thoughts on that. Patriots also, surprising release, at least in my eyes, of Jabril Peppers' safety. Again, guy I thought I was going to have a big part in this team and instead is released now just before the season begins. Tom Carroll from the website, and you hear him on air as well sometimes. He's going to join me in studio at 11 a.m. to discuss all that, including some general NFL predictions as well. As I said, season starts this Thursday. Patriots start a week from today. 617-779-7937 is the phone line and the text line if you'd like to join in the conversation. Today is going to mostly be a football show, but I do want to start with the Red Sox. You heard that final call of yesterday's game as I came in here. The Red Sox are 75-62 this morning and are 2.5 games up in the wild card. But after these two losses at home to the Pirates, they are now behind the Yankees for that first wild card spot. So still, you know, securely in that second spot, but you know, not where I think a lot of us hoped they would be coming into this weekend. They are 9-6 in their last 15 games, but have had several missed opportunities in that span. You go back to August 17th against Miami. They had a lead late in that game, ended up losing, gave up that crushed home run. In the ninth inning, whatever, to lose that game, top of the ninth. But they lost that game on August 17th. Then, of course, you had the game on August 19th against Baltimore that they lost in 11 innings. And then Friday night, Peyton Tolley has his debut. And I know it's, you know, a couple days away, so I'm not going to dive too deep into it. But you get Peyton Tolley versus Paul Skeens, and Tolley gives you 5 1/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, 8 Ks. I mean, through the first three innings, he had 5 strikeouts. This dude was awesome. Like, that was, you could make the case that was the most excited I've been for a pitcher's debut. And when I say debut, a guy that they developed since maybe Clay Buchholz's debut. And that's, I mean, we're talking almost 18 years ago now. And of course, he's hopefully the best pitching prospect since John Lester. And maybe I was really excited when they called up Craig Hansen. What was that, 12, 13, whatever, many years ago? I have no idea. I remember being excited for that. But it's been a while since they've had a pitcher come up. I mean, you think 20 years ago they had that run of Papelbon came up and made his debut, then Lester, then Buchholz, and there were guys to get excited about. It's been a long time since they developed a guy who came up and you were this excited. Maybe Brian Bayo in his debut a few years ago, I was excited for that. I hope Tolley can be even better than Bayo. Bayo's been really good this year, especially since June 1st. But on the whole, I hope Tolley can have a better career. But point being, Tolley throws 5 1/3 in that game. Pitched better than Paul Skeens. And look, I'm not telling you that's going to happen all the time. Paul Skeens is the best pitcher in baseball. But he outpitched Paul Skeens on Friday night. He left with a 2-0 lead. And then Weissert came in, allows 2 inherited runners to score. Then the Red Sox give up another couple runs later in that game. And just again, I think it was a real missed opportunity on Friday night to secure a win. Like, if you told me in the aggregate, right, in a vacuum before the series, hey, you might lose the Paul Skeens game. Like, okay, I get that. But then when you watch that game unfold, and how about Roman Anthony with a home run off Skeens? That might have been my favorite moment of the season. Had they won that game, that would have been my favorite moment of the season, that Roman Anthony homer against Paul Skeens. I guess I'll have to stick to that Rafaela walk-off against Tampa Bay before the All-Star break. But Tolley outpitches Skeens, and then Weissert. Weissert's been kind of weird this year in that, you know, his ERA is low. A lot of his numbers are pretty good. But it feels like, and if you've watched the Red Sox like me, you know this, when he doesn't have it, he really doesn't have it. And he struggles a lot, right? You either get a nice clean outing or you get multiple runs and it's like, man, I mean, was he blowing like 8 saves this year or something? I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but it just feels like when he has it, he's great. And when he doesn't have it, whoa, like there's no recovering there. So, again, Red Sox, they leave 7 men on base in a 4-2 loss, which, by the way, in their last 4 games, they've scored 3 runs or fewer in all 4 games. Now, they won a couple of them against Baltimore. But, again, they've been struggling to score runs here over the past 4 games. So they lose that game. All right, it's frustrating. And then they come back yesterday with a game that they get down 1-0, and then it's 2-1. Red Sox, then they get down 3-2. They're hanging right in there, and then the wheels just kind of fall off starting in the 5th inning with the Tommy Pham RBI single. And by the way, one thing I heard someone text into the KJ show this morning and talk about Cora and the management of the pitching staff. I will say, look, it's tough when you've had Walker Buehler and Dustin May thrown out there, but they're in the fifth inning. Pittsburgh scores their 4th run, and there's nobody warming up in the pen. I don't know. I didn't get that. Somebody smarter than me can explain that.
And especially when you have a guy like Dustin May on the mound who you know is not exactly the most reliable guy in the world. Like, it's one thing if Crochet gets shelled out of nowhere. And it's like, oh, I didn't have anyone warming up at the pen. I wasn't ready for it. Okay, I get it. When you have a guy like Dustin May, you should be ready for that stuff to happen, even against a crappy team like the Pirates.
Yeah, that's like when Crochet was a little shaky the other day against Baltimore. It's like, okay, like, you don't really expect that, but you do expect that he can get out of it. And the voice you just heard is producer Brian Frazoco. And yeah, I mean, you go back to Dustin May, the numbers are pretty, like, not nearly as good the third time through the order as he is the first couple times through the order. I mean, gets progressively worse. And like I said, the wheels fall off starting in the fifth, but really that 6th inning was brutal, right? It's a 4-2 game at the start of the 6th inning. And by the end of the 6th inning, it's a 9-2 game and the Pirates are batted around. O'Neill Cruz hit that absolute bomb to straightaway center field in the monster seats. You don't see too many home runs in those center field monster seats. That one, I give Cruz credit, man. That was a shot. But still, he hits that home run. Okay, you're down 5-2. And then I think, to me, the play that really sealed the game – Narvaez not playing that throw to home on the two RBI double, that to me, that's a clear out. If he catches that ball, clear out and tag. And we're having a different conversation. I mean, look, they still would have been out 5-2. I get it. But maybe we're having a different conversation. Because 5-2 is a heck of a lot different than then it's 7-2. Then it gets to 9-2. Then they add another run. Then it's 10. And of course, the Red Sox did, you know, bottom of the sixth, had the bases loaded. Narvaez struck out. So tough inning there for Narvaez. And look, Narvaez has been really good this year. I campaigned for him to be an all-star. Just a tough inning there for him back-to-back with the misplay at home plate. And then, of course, the strikeout with the bases loaded. Red Sox lose 10-3. So look, I know I'm on sports radio and I'm supposed to be constantly negative. If you look at the big picture, they are still a playoff team. They are 9-6 in their last 15. So all is not lost. But some of these little missed opportunities are starting to add up. Like, I think back to July 2nd against the Cincinnati Reds. They're up 3-0 in the sixth. Ended up blowing that game. I mentioned the three in the past couple weeks. Miami on August 17th, then that Baltimore game in 11 innings, and then Pittsburgh Friday night. So they've had these little missed opportunities kind of add up. And when I think of these missed opportunities, I'm not as worried per se as much about the wild card, because I do think Seattle is going to start playing better, but I think they're good enough, the Red Sox are, to be one of those three wild cards. Where these missed opportunities add up is the division. Like, Toronto's lost two in a row. If the Red Sox had even won one of these games, we're talking about them 2.5 out in the division. If they had won both games against the Pirates, they're a game and a half out. Like, Toronto's 5-5 in their last 10 games. So the Red Sox have missed some opportunities, to me, to make up some ground when it comes to not necessarily the wild card race, but the AL East. And we've seen them, like, they go into Yankee Stadium and they take 3 out of 4. Like, that was really impressive. And then they follow it up by playing really well against Baltimore and sweeping Baltimore. Like, that, to me, that's impressive. Now, the issue is they've lost 5 straight home games, and they've been much better at Fenway Park this year than they were last year or the year before, but they're missing some opportunities. Like, we talked about this, if you listen to me, in July and August, all those games they had against World Series contenders. They had 18 games against teams that I felt were legit World Series contenders from mid-July to mid-August. And it was, you know, 6 games against Houston. You had the Padres, the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Phillies. They went 9-9 in those 18 games. Not bad, really, if you think about it. I mean, look, we want them to go 18-0, of course. Yeah, you know, or we want them to go 14-4. But 18 games against World Series contenders, you go 9-9, I can accept that. It's then you follow it. And again, you take 3 out of 4 against the Yankees following that. But it's, you know, you lose that 2-game home series to Baltimore. Now you've lost the first two to Pittsburgh. It just feels like, again, they're a playoff team. They're good. I'm not saying they're not. I just think they're kind of missing an opportunity here to really gain ground in the division. And you look at this schedule come September, I mean, you have some winnable games against the, you have 2 series against the A's, you have a series against the Yankees, and you round out the year 3 against Toronto in Toronto and 3 against Detroit, arguably the best team in the AL. That's going to be a really difficult final 6 games. If you can go into those 6 games near the top of the division, and then maybe that last game or two against Detroit, you can have the division wrapped up and rest guys. You can go into the playoffs feeling better, or maybe however you want to manage it. Maybe you want to play all the way till the end and then rest guys later on. I don't know. Depends on you. But point being, I think if you were winning these games now, it would give you more leeway then. And I think you're missing that. We got some phone calls already lined up here. Want to talk Red Sox. Let's go right to the phones before we do trending. Got a couple calls here. Let's go to Steve in the truck. Wants to talk Red Sox. Steve, welcome in.
Hey, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you.
You know, I'm an Alex Cora fan, but I got to tell you, they could be 5 games up in this division if these one-run losses they've had. I'm not talking about yesterday. His management of this pitching staff, and what I mean by that is the bullpen. I don't understand what his allegiance to this Hicks guy is. He would be out of here they got rid of Buehler. This kid is terrible. He throws 100 miles an hour, but he doesn't know where it's going. And you're right about Lyson. I'm sorry. This guy is just, he's been atrocious lately. He comes in and he gives it up right away. I don't understand what the allegiance is with this Hicks kid and this Lyson guy. If I had Alex Cora on the radio like some of these shows do in the afternoon, I would ask him that question. I wouldn't let him evade it because right away he goes, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear no this or that. I want to hear an explanation. Because you could absolutely be five games up in this division if your one-run record was maybe 10 games different in the overall scheme. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Steve, thanks for the call. And I think a question to ask, would you rather have Walker Buehler or Jordan Hicks coming out of the bullpen? And, I mean, neither one's been good. At least one guy's shown real playoff performance. I don't know. And, like, Hicks does throw harder. I get it. He was the quote-unquote centerpiece of the Rafael Devers trade, so whatever that does for you. I don't know. Let's go to I know we do have to trend soon, but let's go to one more quick call. We got Matt in Rhode Island wants to talk Red Sox. Matt, welcome in.
Hey, what's up, Lions? Yeah, this Pete and Toley thing is really unusual. He's only had 10 starts from single A.
Yeah, and Matt, to sorry to cut you off. 14 months ago, this dude was in college, and here he is making his debut, but go ahead.
Yeah, two-way player for TCU, but I watched all those pictures that you said. My grandfather and I went to hundreds of Kentucky Red Sox games. They haven't had a good record with pitchers, but, you know, these teams like Pittsburgh, you know, they're not playing in for anything, so they're as dangerous as a good team, really, at this time of the year. Just one thing I got to add, though. I think everything you said, they're in good shape for right now, but just also a talking point for later. I'm really angry about the Jabril Peppers thing, so I just want to add that to you. But, yeah, good show. Thanks, Ryan. Bye.
Matt, appreciate it. And speaking of Jabril Peppers, I am going to get into that in the Patriots roster. Because I was down at training camp several times. I'm obviously a Patriots sicko. If you listen to this radio station, you know that. I'm obsessed with them. So I was down there at camp, and I kept thinking, comparing it to last year's camp and last year's preseason and the offseason. And, you know, I've come to some conclusions about how I feel about the Patriots going into the 2025 season. I'm going to get into all that and more. But first, it's time to trend. And Brian Frazoka is our producer. But Brian, who are we trending with?
We're going to We're going to trend with Jason.
All right. Jason, welcome in. And we're going to trend now with Jason.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're back to John Lyons on WEEI.
We got to keep learning how to win, okay? We got to keep learning how to win, okay? And there's a method to everything we do. Bring it up, okay? We're trying to get everybody the work they need to be ready for the season, to be ready for the season when this matters, okay? Winning matters, but eventually some of this stuff is really going to matter, okay? So we got great looks at situations that we can coach off of. Okay, good, and stuff that we need to fix.
Back here on WEEI, I'm John Lyons. That was Mike Vrabel on episode 3 of Forged in Foxborough. Just wanted to clean up a couple of quick texts. 978 texter does say, why don't these WEEI shows ever talk about the lack of hitting with runners in scoring position? Well, sir, or ma'am, if you've listened to me, I've talked about that about 3,000 times the last month. So I do. I can't speak for anyone else, but I know exactly what you're talking about. They were 22nd in the league in early June. They bumped themselves up to 13th. Then they came back down there. I think they're like 16th or so. I'd have to double check now. But it is an issue, 978 texter. I agree. Been a big problem. But I'm going to move to Patriots now. That was Mike Vrabel, as I said, on Forged in Foxborough, Episode 3. And if you're a fan of WEEI, you may have heard some familiar voices on Episode 3 of Forged in Foxborough. That's right. Travis Thomas got his voice in there, as did Billy Lanny, the voice of Boston himself, and Mego. They were all in Forged in Foxborough. Now, Brian, you and I were not in it.
I didn't understand why we weren't.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, whatever.
I don't think our commentary's been too critical on them, do you?
No. You know, I was down there and all that. Whatever. But point being, by the way, weekend shows now. Shout out to Brian Frazoco. It's a weekend, and I'm here, and I'm on Twitch. Usually, I'm never on Twitch on the weekend. So
Brian Frazoco difference right there.
Yeah, didn't do my makeup today, but whatever. All right, so Patriots this year, and look, I kind of alluded to this before the break and before the trending with Jason. They're in a much better place than they were a year ago. And this is just me. Like, I was at training camp last year. I was at training camp this year. Obviously, we all saw last season this year. I mean, we saw the preseason this year. Against Washington, it looked pretty darn good. But I look at this Patriots team heading into the season, starting a week from today. They are in a much better place. Like, they're better coached. They're more talented. It feels like they're going to execute better. I mean, we'll see, obviously, on that. But they are in a better place than they were a year ago. And you look at – and look, the Jabril Peppers release is the big story right now. And I don't agree with that decision to release him. And I'm not trying to speculate here. I mean, I know he had the off-the-field issue last year. I'm not saying something came up, but the timing is kind of weird. I know people will say, oh, he's not quite a scheme fit, right? Like the Belichick and then Covington defense last year with Mayo – they wanted big box safeties. I get it. But this is where, to me, there's a fine line in football coaching, right? Because I understand every coach has a scheme, and they have things they like to do. Like Belichick loved to two-gap defensive linemen. Vrabel and Terrell Williams want to single-gap them and get upfield. Fine. Fine. That's totally fine. And there's going to be some guys that are built for two-gap, and if you're a Patriots fan, right, think back to somebody like Ty Warren. Dude, could eat Keith Traylor. Those dudes could eat up two gaps, right? And then there's going to be other guys built for single. I get that. But there's a fine line where if you're a good coach, which I think Vrabel is, and I think Terrell Williams is, but if you're a good coach, you should be able to adapt talented players to your scheme, especially when you're in a rebuilding mode like the Patriots. It'd be one thing, like if the Eagles cut a guy because he wasn't quite a fit. Well, that team's loaded. right? Or if the Ravens cut a guy because he wasn't quite a fit, well, that team's loaded. Even like if the Chargers, like, and I actually do think the Chargers are going to have a good year this year, like that's a good team with a good roster, right? Like if the 49ers cut a guy, like those teams, I could get it. But I think if you're a team like the Patriots, and you could pick, I mean, Dolphins are in that boat, right? That are kind of, I think the Dolphins are going to have a down year. You know, the Giants are in that boat. They're rebuilding. The Jets, teams like that. Can you really afford to cut talented players because they don't perfectly fit your scheme? Like, I don't know. Your linebacker depth is so thin, you can't find a way to use Peppers in the box. And maybe they'll do this with Duggar. Use them in the box and, you know, as a quasi-linebacker like they did with Adrian Phillips a few years back. I don't know. Like Craig Woodson and Jalen Hawkins, I like those players. I'm high on the Craig Woodson draft pick. Really versatile player at Cal. Had the, fifth fastest 40-yard dash time among safeties. Like, it's a good player. But it's a rookie. And Hawkins played 600 snaps at free safeties last year. So, you know, he has experience there. But not a guy who's been an integral part of defenses before.
John, are you going to tell me that Marte Mapu, who made the 53-man roster, is better than Jabril Peppers?
Mapu is an interesting player to me because you go back to when he was drafted, he was the Big Sky Defensive Player of the Year, which I know most people haven't heard of that conference, whatever. But you know, he was good, and it was the question of, is this dude going to be a linebacker? Is he going to be a safety? And I thought last year he did okay at times at safety. It feels like maybe now they're going to use him more at linebacker. And one thing about the Williams-Vrabel scheme, they want fast, athletic linebackers. And you think to the Patriots scheme of old, whether it was Bruschi and Hightower and Pfeiffer and Vrabel himself, Brandon Spikes, all those linebackers, they had Mayo, a lot of bigger, more downhill guys, big, you know, thumping type linebackers. So the Vrabel wants something a little different. I get it. I just think Peppers, to me, is too good a player to just outright cut after roster cuts. I don't know. Like, you want to tell me you like the upside of Mapu? Okay. You think Duggar is going to be better after his injury last year and he's recovered? Okay. But I just think, again, I think Peppers is too good a player to that. And another thing, too, and look, I think the Patriots have the potential to have the best cornerback tandem in the league with Gonzalez and Davis. I do. But Gonzalez has been out most of August with a hamstring injury. Davis has been in and out. I think their cornerback room is really good. I'm a big believer in Alex Austin. I like Marcus Jones in the slot. But maybe they're going to be forced to play a little bit more three safeties at times earlier in the year. I don't know. So, again, I just thought Peppers, he's, to me, too good a player to outright cut. Like, I just, I don't, and I know there's a 978 texture. Peppers at 5'11 is too short to cover man-to-man tight ends, usually 6'3". Okay, I won't even dispute that. Right? Like, is Peppers going to cover tight ends man-to-man all the time? No, probably not, but, I mean, I don't know. Who do you bet on more covering a tight end man-to-man, him or Marcus Jones, who's even smaller, if they go three corners? And I know they'll probably adapt it off that. We'll see. And Spillane will be involved in that. Because I expect, this is a side note, I expect their secondary to play a ton of man coverage, right? Gonzalez is a great man coverage corner. Carlton Davis came from Detroit, played the most man coverage in the NFL last year before he broke his jaw. Like, I expect them to play a ton of man coverage. Trickle down to that is somebody probably going to be manned up on a tight end. And you got Brock Bowers week one, by the way, coming in hot. Brock Bowers week one. That should be fun. That week one game is going to be a sneaky, I think, fun game. But the Peppers release, that didn't make sense to me. Again, I just think he's too good of a player to outright cut. So, moving on from that, and again, 617-779-7937 is the phone line and the text line. If you want to join the conversation, if you want to talk about the Peppers release, if you want to talk about Kyle Duggar making the roster, if you want to talk about Javon Baker, leave it, well, quasi-leaving, really wasn't going to make it, leaves, goes to the Eagles, any of that stuff, or what your expectations are for the Patriots this year. So I look at this Patriots roster, and look, I think you're in a spot now, and I said this before, where you are much better than you were a year ago. Right? I think your quarterback room is better than it was a year ago. I think, and a lot of that is just Drake May, I think, is going to be better. Now, my expectations for Drake May, can he throw around 4,000 yards, 25 to 30 touchdowns, and the biggest thing, can he limit the turnovers? I mean, we're talking about a guy that had, you know, started two-thirds of a season and had 16 turnovers last year, 10 picks, 6 fumbles lost. Can't have that again. I mean, that averages out to a full season, a turnover a game. You got to cut down on those numbers. You know, if he has 12 or 13 turnovers this year, again, that to me, that would be an improvement there. All right, but again, I think your quarterback room is better than it was a year ago. I think your running back room is a lot better than it was a year ago. I think Travion Henderson, a guy 1,000 yards last year at Ohio State, but of course, we, you know, the 75-yard screen pass touchdown against Texas, which everyone has watched 6,000 times, I'm sure. I think that is an athletic element that the Patriots have not had in a long, long time. And I think, look, can Ramondre Stevenson bounce back at the most fumbles in the league for a running back last year? That's a fair question. I'm not going to be surprised if we're sitting here on Halloween and Travion Henderson is either the starting running back of the Patriots or at the very least getting the most touches a game. I think early in the year, you're going to see Henderson 10, 12 touches a game, and that includes kickoff returns, so maybe 15 touches a game, including kickoff returns. I wouldn't be surprised if by Halloween, we're talking about a guy who's getting 25 touches a game, and he's a big part of this offense. And I think Antonio Gibson's a nice complimentary piece. So your quarterback room is better than last year. Your running back room is better than last year. Tight end, I think, is a wash. Tight end, I'm really worried about your depth. I like Hunter Henry. In 2021 with Josh McDaniels, he had 9 touchdowns. He's a good player. He's still, I think, got another good year or two left, but Austin Hooper's a journeyman. Jack Westover's a rookie who I think is going to do mostly blocking if he gets on the field at all. Your tight end depth is really, really thin. Your receivers, I think your receivers are better than a year ago, and a lot of that is Stephon Diggs. But I will say, I think Kayshon Boutte has come a long way. And if you listen to this station in the winter, if you listen to it in the spring, even early summer, you heard me say that I wasn't a big believer in him. I didn't think he got it. You know, he had that sports gambling arrest. He had the criticism of the play calls. Couldn't get his feet down in bounds as a rookie. Felt like there was always kind of something with him. And I'll say this. He has shut me up throughout training camp. He's been really, really good in training. I think him and Kalavon Chaisson have had the two best training camps of anyone on the team.
Kern likes Boutte.
Yeah, and so does Brian Frazoco. But I will say again, I think the combination of Diggs and Boutte, and I would add Douglas in the McDaniels, your receiver room is going to be better than year ago. Now, don't be confused here. I'm not saying it's going to be really good. I'm not going to say it's going to be great. They were probably the 31st receiver group in the league last year. Maybe Carolina was worse. So can this group get them to 23? Like, again, that's still not good, but it's better than last year. And I do think Kyle Williams is going to be a guy to me. And if you watched him in college, you saw how terrific he was at the line of scrimmage, his release package. He's not a big guy, but he moves really, really well. Like, he's so fluid in his movements. And if you've watched some young Patriots receivers in the past few years, Koff, N'Keal Harry, Tyquan Thornton, you would know they weren't so fluid in their movements. So Kyle Williams, I think, is going to be a guy that maybe once or twice a game, they try to hit him on some deep pass. And I would say, you know, a couple times so early in the season, like twice a month, maybe 3 times a month, he's going to make some huge play. And you're going to be like, wow. And then by the end of the year, I think he'll have a bigger role. Offensive line, I would actually put this in the same category as the receiver room. It's better than last year. Better does not equate to being very good, though. All right, and again, I think Will Campbell will be a good left tackle. He's going to have to go against Max Crosby in week one, maybe TJ Watt in week three if he's healthy. All right? It's not going to be easy. There's going to be some growing pains. I think he will be a good left tackle in the NFL over the long term. And I think Jarrett Wilson will be a good left guard over the long term. But if he ends up starting there, that is two rookies. And we've seen Ben Brown kind of mixing in more with the starters. We'll see what they decide to do week one. I wouldn't be shocked if it's Ben Brown week one, just to have a veteran presence there next to Will Campbell. Garrett Bradbury, to me, that's a journeyman. But, I mean, you didn't really have an answer at center last year at all. I do think Onwenu's going to be good at right guard. I thought he was good in training camp. I think he is a really talented player. Didn't have a great year last year, but he's good. And Morgan Moses, I think, will be stable at right tackle, which if you've watched the Patriots the last few years, you would know stable's a big upgrade. So, again, we're talking about an offensive line that was probably the worst in the league last year. Can it be 22nd, 23rd? Again, that's a big improvement. I wouldn't put it at being very good, but it's a big improvement. And then defensive line, a lot of this to me comes to the health of Christian Barmore. If he's healthy and he looks like he did the second half of the 2023 season, you'll be pretty good on the defensive interior. I'm worried about your depth there. Milton Williams played less than 50% of the snaps last year. I mean, I like Jeremiah Farms. I like Keon White. I worry about the depth there. And then at edge, like I said, Chaisson I think is good. Off the ball linebacker I think is a huge question mark. Like, I think Robert Spillane is a good player, especially against the run. You don't really have anything beyond him. And I think safety is a big question. And I said before, I like Craig Woodson. I do. But I don't – that's a rookie you're asking to take a big role. And corner, I think you can be really good. So, I mean, the position groups I feel the best about are running back and corner. And I do feel better about May, as I said, just after being down there at camp. But it's running back and corner I would say I feel best about. And a lot of that is the potential of Travion Henderson and the potential combination of Gonzalez and Davis. But I will say the depth there, like, it's Stevenson and Gibson. If Stevenson can limit the turnovers, that's not bad. Like, that will help. Gibson is a solid complementary piece, right? So, running back and cornerback, I feel the best about. What do I feel the worst about? I would say off-the-ball linebacker, and nothing against Spillane. Again, I think he's good. It's everybody besides Spillane I have worries about. And the other is the offensive line. Now, again, it's going to be better, but they were so bad last year that even an upgrade, I would say, all right, you're still in the bottom third of the league. Like, I think Will Campbell is going to be a good left tackle. I know that's not the most popular opinion around here, but that it's not going to, I don't think it's going to happen right away. I think he's going to have some moments in that Raiders game where you're like, oh, wow, he looks really good. And then there's going to be a couple times Max Crosby hits him with an inside speed move and he gets beat. Garrett, you still don't have an answer at center. Garrett Bradbury, journeyman who a good Vikings team was happy to let go. And then, again, Jared Wilson, I think, will be a good guard, but it's going to take some time. And I would say Marcus Bryant right now, by the way, he's their third tackle. They play. You saw in the preseason, he got starts at right tackle, then he rotated over to left tackle. He is right now there. And again, 6'7" tackle. By the way, a rookie tackle with long arms. How about that, right? But 6'7", he's big, played a bunch of left tackle at Missouri. Everyone talked about Armon Membu on the other side. Obviously, Membu was the better player, I know. But I think over time he can be good. He was really stiff when he played in college. Like, he just didn't bend well. It feels like he's gotten better with that, but it's still, I think that's a work in progress too. So, again, I feel better about the offensive line, but I still have real concerns. And linebacker, it's the depth. And defensive line, again, a lot of that comes to Barmore. So, running back and cornerback, I feel the best about. Linebacker and O-line, most concerns. And there's real concerns in the receiver group. There's real concerns in the tight end group. And the tight end, a lot of that is depth. The receiver group is how healthy is Diggs, right? Beyond Douglas and Booty, what else do they? I mean, Matt Collins, it feels like, is going to have a big role here. How much of that is due to just the fact that he's 6'4 and big? Like, is he going to really contribute? I think he can, but, like, what's the ceiling on that? Is it 30 catches? Like, it's a question to ask, right? It is. And everybody's favorite, Efton Chisholm, I think has potential to be a good player, but we are talking about an undrafted rookie, right? We can't expect him to have a big role, especially right away in this offense. It's going to take a little while, okay? I'm going to keep going on this Patriots talk. I also am going to mention a little bit of UNC football under head coach Bill Belichick. You may have heard of him. They have their first game tomorrow night, Monday Night Football against TCU. I'm going to touch on that a little bit. We do have Tom Carroll joining me at 11 a.m. I see some of you lined up on the phone lines and the text lines, 617-779-7937. If you want to get in some Patriots predictions, some thoughts on the Jabril Peppers release, maybe some thoughts on Belichick at UNC, maybe complain about the Red Sox last couple days, Whenever you want to get in, 617-779-7937. We'll be right back here on WEEI.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
The colors are silver, blue, and red.
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're back to John Lyons on WEEI.
Back here on WEEI. John Lyons. And we're about 12 minutes away from the arrival of Tom Carroll. Going to talk a bunch of Patriots with him. Do see a few phone calls and texts lined up. One thing I do want to get to on the text line, this was a good point by a 207 texter about the Patriots. Can they win one score games this year? It's something they've struggled a lot with. You go back to the last 2 years, right? So they've gone 4-13 back-to-back years, 8 total wins in the last 2 years. Pretty brutal. But in 2023, Bill Belichick's last year here, Patriots go 4-13. Mac Jones is a disaster, right? Zappe was not that much better. Of their 13 losses, 8 of them were one possession losses. And then there was a 9th loss to the Chiefs by only 10. Although they really, I don't know, that was a weird second
half. They
were
manhandled that game.
That
was
weird.
Score.
It felt like the Chiefs kind of took their foot off the gas pedal in the second half of that game. And yeah, that was weird. But they did lose 8 one-score games. As bad as they were, 8-1 score losses. And we're talking one score losses to, I think, what, the Giants 10-7, the Colts 10-6. Like, I don't have to go through it all.
Chargers
6-0. Right? Even the Eagles, right? Good Eagles team, 25-20 was that game. So they lost 8-1 possession games in 2023. And last year, think back, folks, and I know this is painful, how bad last year was. They won 2-1 score games, right? One was against the Jets, one against the Bengals. They lost 6-1 score games last year. As bad as they were last year, they were still close to winning. Like they were, and I don't want to say close to, but like they still had 6-1 possession, right? Seattle in overtime, the Rams on the last possession, right? The Titans in overtime, the Colts on the final possession. So can they win some of those games this year? Like, I don't expect them to flip all 6-1 possession games and win all 6 of them this year. I think that would be unrealistic. But instead of going, what was it, 2-6 in one possession games, right? Can you go, you know, 4-5 if you have 9 of them? Something like, can you flip some, or 5-4 if you have 9 one-possession games, or even, you know, 5-3 if you have 8? Can you do something like that? Can you flip that a little bit? Because that's been, again, if they were better in one-score games in 2023, they might not have made a coaching change. Same with last year. And again, I'm not, I watched them all, right? It was bad. But my point is that there were, to the 207 Texas point, I'm glad they brought that up, there were so many stupid one-possession, I mean, go back to last year against Miami. If Jalen Polk can get the back of his foot inbounds in the end zone, you probably win that game. And heck, Drake May probably isn't even starting the next week against Houston. But you probably win that game. The Colts, you had a 19-play drive, including a two-point conversion, to lose that game at the end to Anthony freaking Richardson. Like, can you win games like that? I don't think that is too much to ask to win games like that. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Steve, Fall River. Steve, welcome in.
Welcome in. Thank you very much. Stop saying they won 4 games last year. Let's put a reality check on that. They won 3 games.
No, they won 2.5.
Game against Buffalo. No.
I have it at 2.5. I'm not even joking. That Bears game was atrocious.
The game against Buffalo, you don't count. And if they had the misfortune, if they had the fortune of playing the Bengals in September, which is a problem for Cincinnati in the last 5 seasons, I don't know why. Any other week 6 on, they would have lost that when they had 2 wins.
Yep.
So you were right to say, of course, they're better. But that's just relative. What does that mean? I don't want to go into my pond scum analogy, but they're just better. They're not playoff worthy. They are closer to finishing last in this division than they are to being a playoff team. Now, if they get 5 or 6 wins, they've doubled their score. That's a monumental movement. I like to say that I saw what a rebuild took, because I was there in 91, and I saw 93 to 96 when they brought in Bill Parcells and his staff. In 1993, Bill Parcells showed up with his staff, who was ranked probably in the top 5. We've already heard from one analyst that this staff is 20th. It's only one analyst, but it's not top 5. And they were still 1-11 to open the season. The coaching staff is there, but you've got to build the players out. This roster is dog bleep. It's not good. You already brought up all the problems with it. Does this look like a playoff roster? Are you going to go from 3 wins with taking the 20th ranked coaching staff, putting it in place? You hear better comments. You hear these rah, rah, rah BS. But in the end, you're going to add 6-7 wins? It doesn't work that way.
Steve, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And I agree with a lot of what Steve said there. And we're up against the break, so I can't have you on any longer. But I agree with a lot. Like, 6 wins would not be enough for me. Like, he's right in that, you know, you kind of only won 3 games last year because Buffalo lost on purpose. And I was only half joking when I said 2.5 last year, because really, think about that Bears game. They fired their offensive coordinator, the day after the game? And 2 weeks later, they had fired their head coach after he screwed up the end of the Thanksgiving game. Like that, and Caleb Williams, look, terrific college player. I'm not the biggest believer in him as an NFL quarterback either. But point being, I mean, this was a really bad operation last year. I will say, though, 6 wins to me is not enough. I think you got to get to at least 7. Like, if they're 7-10, okay, at least you can say, all right, there's progress there. You're moving forward. 6 would not be enough for me. And by the way, I'm going to get to this with Tom Carroll. I'm actually predicting more than 6 wins. So just throwing that out there. We'll get to that.
So we had the EEI fantasy draft the other day on Thursday night, and we were trying to decide.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
We were trying to decide a punishment for who should finish last. One of the suggestions in the chat, you have to have lunch with Stephen Fall River.
No, I think the punishment should be you have to play left guard for the Patriots. You know, might be an upgrade.
It's not bad. That,
you know what? What would a good EEI fantasy punishment be? Let's circle back on that later.
Absolutely.
In the show. I think we could come up with some good ones, because there's some like randomly good fantasy. I actually usually think they're stupid, but whatever. Let's get one more call quickly before we go to the break. Buddy in Westport, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, I just want to commend you that you're the first person who's really come out and talked about a little seventh round, well, not little, seventh round pick out of Missouri, and how he's kind of the insurance policy for this offensive line. Because in the time you're evaluating Will Campbell, and if he can really do it at left tackle, or he's going to have to move into guard, you got a guy who's played the position, probably needs to be taught up a little bit, technique, like you were saying, bend his hands, learn all the good fundamentals, and to have a guy like Doug Marrone to be able to do that is very good. And, you know, let's just say mid-year two, you know, things are just going bad with Campbell. I think Campbell's a good football player. I don't think he's a good left tackle. If my left tackle is a good run blocker, that scares the ever-living daylights out of me. And if I'm Drake May's wife, I'm getting a life insurance policy.
Buddy, I appreciate the kind words in the call. You said a couple things there that I want to hit on. I'm going to do that coming up next because I'm going to be joined by Tom Carroll. We've got a bunch of Patriots talk. We've got some general NFL predictions. We probably will at least at some point hit Belichick and UNC later on in the hour. So, buddy, good call there on Marcus Bryant and some of the issues at tackle. I'm going to hit on that with Tom and more coming up next at the top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.